Welcome to the Beauty Biohacks series, where I invite health and beauty experts to talk about optimizing your health, beauty, and well-being with the help of the latest science, nutrition, technologies, and data-driven self-experiments. I'm Irina Kremin, and I'm the founder of Inacos Beauty Network, professional connector and turned biohacker. Now, back to episode.
Today, we are here with Barbara to speak about skin. Skin, DNA, what is the science behind it, and how exactly you came with an idea of measuring DNA skin and come up with this personalized special products. Tell us a little bit more about it. And I'm here actually to make my swap.
Yeah.
And I am finally ready. I'm very excited to see what my skin is lacking and what is has enough, let's say. So tell me a little bit more. How you come with this idea of DNA?
I'm a bioengineer by training. So I studied DNA, genetics, biotechnology. And I learned a lot about what information the DNA entails. And it was only until the moment I started doing my PhD in dermatology, where I saw how different skin, how every skin behaves differently, that I put two and two together. So I said, okay, every skin is so unique, behaves so differently. 60% comes from the DNA. So I started digging into the DNA, and I had the idea of making a very personalized and individual approach for every person, because every skin is so unique. And that is what I was actually suffering from myself as well. I had acne skin. I was trying many different brands, many different advices, many different products, and nothing was really improving my skin until I thought, okay, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for me. So I started applying the Nomesia concept onto myself, and my skin started to improve. So that is the whole idea how I then actually built further on this and launched my own brand.
So tell me a little bit more the science behind it, because I know DNA is this little kind of things.
It's your blueprint.
It's a blueprint, right? And the function, you know, why it is important is because they help to produce proteins. Or
yes, exactly.
Right? Or repair proteins.
So your DNA is like your barcode. It is language that is translated into functional proteins. So every feature of yourself is pre-programmed in your DNA, like the color of your eyes, the color of your hair, curly hair or not. There is a certain code for it. And this code is read out and is produced into proteins that actually do the function. But it could be that due to genetic misprogrammation, there could be some mistakes in there. That means that the protein is not functioning as it should be. Where it should normally function 100%, it would only work 50%. Mm-hmm. You see? So that means that your body could use some support by adding extra of this protein or by making the DNA not work harder, but to make sure that the gene expression levels that translate into proteins, that it comes back to the 100% level. Let's say it like this. So that is what we do with the skin as well. We look at certain skin biomarkers that are responsible for collagen household, for antioxidant production, and we see whether you have mutations or not. If you have mutation, that means it's not working 100%. So what we could do is then, by using the right cosmeceuticals, trying to influence the gene expression levels.
Particular things,
so that we can bring the level up to 100% or work on another biological pathway to compensate for it. But in either way, we will compensate for the defect you're having.
Yeah.
So that's the idea.
These biomarkers is something like skin elasticity, rosacea, or something.
The skin biomarker in this case is the mutation. It's a single nucleotide polymorphism. So in your DNA, it's a code consisting of nucleotides. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it, but it's like A, G, C, and T. Those are the only four letters that your DNA consists of in a certain order. Mm-hmm. And so the scientists know what is the, by default, the right order of nucleotides. If you have a certain G where it should be a T, for example, they know this is a mutation. So these are the little variations in your DNA that we will look for, because we know if this is the nucleotide on that specific spot, it will result in an accelerated risk for aging or an accelerated risk for dehydration, like these things. So that is what we learn from the DNA.
Yeah. You find these mistakes.
You find them, you look for
and then you translate them into the, what does this mean?
And that does, what does it mean? But also what is very important is your lifestyle. Yeah, you said it, I think, a little bit before. Like your lifestyle influences how the DNA will be expressed. So if you have genetic risks, but living a very healthy lifestyle, it kind of balances out. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? But it could also be that you have very good genes, but a very unhealthy lifestyle. This is also something that you will see on your skin. So what we take into account is not only the genetic biomarkers, but having an idea about the influence and how they relate to the DNA.
Is it like epigenetic?
Yes.
Yeah, voila. Here it is. And that was also the questions. When I take my DNA test, will you also tell me some, you know, lifestyle?
Yeah. So this is what we do. So we take saliva sample and we look at the SNPs that you were born with, of course, not the inherited genetic risk, but we also have a questionnaire. I want to know how do you live healthy? Do you sports? Do you smoke? What type of routine? Do you do a lot of peelings? Like a lot of hormonal effects. So a lot of extra external factors that have an influence on the skin. Mm-hmm. I would need to know as well, because we put two and two together. We just look at the DNA, we look at your lifestyle, and then we write a full report on what we will select in terms of ingredients for you. And so the result is that you get a totally personalized set of products with two products for the day, two products for the night. So a day serum, a day cream, and a night serum. But the content of it, the inside, is your formulation. So we will explain why we're using this type of particular ingredients for which reason, based on your DNA.
Very interesting. Is it hereditary, the DNA? It's like, is it like my mom can use my skincare? depends also on the epigenetic, right?
Both. Yeah, exactly. So your mom is 50% of your DNA, your dad is the other 50%. So if your mom would do the DNA test and you do the DNA test, you will find similarities, but it's not 100% exactly the same. Unless you have a identical twin sister, those people are the only ones who have identical DNA. But indeed, like you said, where she lives, how she lives, it all has an influence. So your epigenetics also are taken into account to develop the product.
So interesting. And tell me about like personalized and customized skincare. What is the difference? This is a personalized, right? It's personally, especially made for me.
Yes. Here we use the biometric data, the DNA data as a basis to develop the products, and your DNA is your most objective advisor.
Yeah.
So it doesn't lie, it doesn't change. So that is the starting point. Customization is basically where you give input yourself. Like this, if it would only be a questionnaire, that would be customized.
Got it.
It's still subjective because you fill out the answers. If you tell me I don't smoke, but you do smoke. It's subjective, this. But this is very objective. And this comes from the core, from within, from your DNA. So this is why this is more personalized than what customized brands do.
It's so interesting. You know, like the more I learned about it, DNA and personalized skincare, the more things I realized how I use a skincare until now. Like very often it's like, the package looks good now. It smells very nice. It has amazing ingredients. I like turmeric. I like ginger. I like, and then buy because I like the ingredients. Maybe I don't really need all of this expensive.
Because you just said yourself
a lot, by the way. And it is a beautiful thing to discover new skincare. I have said many, I think, women are guilty of that. You know, we just want some new shiny things and new smell and things like that. But I feel that the personalized skincare also kind of solving another big trend in the beauty industry, which is in addition to personalizations, is sustainability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you buy less, you buy more targeted because your skin needs it. And you don't have to buy 10 skincare products. Basically, this is what has been taught by the marketing industry, you know? The whole, your skin can only absorb like a sponge. When it's saturated, it's saturated. And it doesn't matter if you apply 5 or 10 layers, it doesn't absorb it anymore. So it's better to go for less, but very targeted. Like you said yourself, your skin can regenerate itself very quickly. I mean, you cut yourself, your skin can do a lot. So a lot of people are not aware of this and they just apply ingredients, but the skin won't do anything with it because you need to know where are your defects in order to supply the skin with exactly those ingredients. So that's what we do. So now you probably buy skincare products, you pay for ingredients that your skin won't need or won't use.
Yeah, because like the question, the more I was thinking about it, then I was thinking like the question we should ask ourselves is like, why we buy the skincare? Mm-hmm. Is it for the discovery and having fun? Trying different things? Is it like for the packaging to have the beautiful packages fit into the design of your bathroom sometimes?
Yeah.
Now, I'm guilty of that. Yeah. Especially perfumes, by the way.
First emotion is the emotional purchase, yeah. I think, still. Yeah.
Still a lot.
A lot of brands also play upon that. And then a second is the rationale.
Yeah.
We should flip it. We should first go
behind the emotional. Yeah.
We should first see, okay, what is scientifically proven? And one very, very quick way to discover if skincare brands know what they're doing is look at the packaging. Mm-hmm. If the packaging is airtight, mm-hmm. like not in contact with oxygen and UV light, you just said it yourself, oxygen and UV light are the most damaging factors, not only for your skin, but for
everything. I've learned it.
For your food, for your cosmetic ingredients. Mm-hmm. So protect it. A jar, transparent bottles, it doesn't make any sense. It will oxidize. Mm-hmm. The activity of your ingredients will stop working.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to select a skincare brand that knows what they're doing,
yeah,
look at the packaging. So and then you can already rule out a lot of them.
So it should be not see-through, right?
And it should not be open jar.
Open
and it should be airtight. So that means you cannot screw it off. It should be pump system. It should be tight. Like everything should be tight. Yeah. That way you can also formulate with less preservative systems because it's more... If you would open a jar every day, the contamination with the bacteria on your fingers, in order for it not to be contaminated, there has to be a lot of preservative system in the cream. You don't want that because it damages your microbiome.
Yeah.
So that is just one tip. But then you understand, okay, I think more than 50% you can already skip from what you see on the shelves.
Absolutely, really. I never pay attention to it, really, you know, but I will right now.
Yeah,
for sure. Tell me a little bit more about your packaging, actually, because like sustainability is a big thing. And of course, by simply not overusing too many different products, we are already releasing the planet from all these extra bottles and jars and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I see that you have a beautiful stand made from marmor, right? But what is about this plastic? Is it like recyclable? What is your sustainability strategy?
It's recyclable and it's made out of recycled materials as well. When the package is empty, it becomes like super, super thin.
It's still full.
Now it's full.
Yeah.
Sorry. But when it's empty, it's like a toothpaste tube. It becomes as thin as this.
Oh, okay.
So again, compared to a jar or compared to a big plastic container, in terms of waste, it's much less.
Yeah.
In terms of your routine, you have 4 products. We don't create products just to create products. That's not our philosophy. And indeed, the marble stand is like the keep forever concept. So you can replace what's missing and you know that
It's heavy. It skips very well, right?
Yeah. It's a stone. It's like the two products in the morning made for you, two products in the evening made for you. And it's also peace of mind to know that, yeah, it's designed for you.
Yeah.
And whenever something changes in your lifestyle, for example, which can, like it could be that you're on medication or in your menopause or whatever has an influence on your skin, we will adapt the products.
This is what my second question was like, do I take like another DNA test? How often?
Your DNA won't change. The color of your eye doesn't change.
Do you take another lifestyle? How often? Like after the first...
Yeah, it depends. Like if you feel that there has been...
Changes.
Mm-hmm. It could be the climate. It could be winter. Mm-hmm. Winter is cold outside, but you turn out the heating inside and it dries out your skin. A lot of people suffer from dry skin only in winter.
It
doesn't mean that genetically they have dry skin. It's just the external environment.
Yeah.
So some of our clients have like a winter cream and then a summer cream, which we switch then again.
Can you still do like if I'm going for the sunny destinations for vacations, I can say
extra
that,
SPF.
Extra. I need something with extra SPF, things like that.
So then we adapt it. Yeah,
that's a good news that you do just one test because it probably is like, what is it cost? You know, how much it's cost? And
today we're selling the Nomish package. So today we're selling it as a DNA test analysis and the four creams that last for 4 months. Mm-hmm. In the future, as from early 2023, we will do it separately.
Yeah, so that you could once you did it once and you want to repeat again.
You don't have to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we would offer the DNA test separately and you could buy the product separately.
4 months, it's impressive. You know, that looks so little.
It's 50 ml. These are 50 ml, 30 ml. And because it's a pump system, it's easy to dose.
How many
you
pumps?
Don't want one.
Okay.
It depends on if you want to do everything, maybe two.
Oh, body.
your body. But if it's normally one is enough.
And what is the price for the...
$4.99. Yeah, for the whole package.
4 months, so it's like 100 something.
Yeah, 100 per month for four products, which is €25 per product per month. So if you would buy the product separately, it ranges from €85, which is the, let's say, cheapest one, and 139, which is the more expensive one, and the other two are in between.
I mean, I think it's
on average €100. Right. Yeah, it's bespoke, it's customized, and you get the full DNA report, which is like a compass for you. It helps you guide, like, these are the things I should do, I shouldn't do, also in terms of treatments, what is good for your skin, what is not good for your skin, and how we would make the product.
I'm excited. I would really like to try. You know, I have to tell you that the more I learn about it, you know, my conclusion was, you know, then it's a skincare which is good for you, which is good for you, for our planet, and good for my wallet in the end of the day. Since like if this is the all investment I have to do for the
it's
four
easy
months,
for you to say no to all the rest. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And it's much more easy.
It's not easy,
but once you understand why you need certain ingredients, a lot of our clients tell us, oh, for me, it's much more easy to step into a store right now and say, no, sorry, I have my DNA report. I know exactly what I need. I don't need this. I just come from a lip balm or for whatever hair products, but you don't have to sell me anything else. It helps them to say no to all the sales talk.
Exactly. And so it definitely like good for your wallet as well.
And peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm super excited. Yeah, so let's try it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You want to do it right now?
What is that?
That's our sunscreen.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
we have an extra. So although we have an SPF in the day product, it won't protect you all day.
I see.
So this is to take on the go. You know, in your purse, whenever it's a sunny day, you need to reapply every 2 to 3 hours anyways. Mm-hmm. So instead of using your day cream every time, we have like a mineral sunscreen, which
this
is better for the environment.
You know, like it's the safety ingredients, all these things. I hope you have this
check the boxes. Check.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because, like, in the winter here in Belgium, it's quite dark sometimes. So we don't need it that much. You don't need
it. No, but
you know, but
I'm going on holiday soon, and then of course I need it.
So it makes sense to have it like separate from the daily routine, right?
Yeah. Daily routine is your daily nutrition, and this is like the extra protection that you need throughout the day.
And this
will be something. We will launch it. It's a sneak peek. Eye patches.
So all it takes for me actually is just to invest a little bit of time mm-hmm. to learn about it. Because yeah. I hear about the personal skincare, I've been a little bit skeptical like some years ago. You was one of the first, yeah. right? You was one of the first, and he in Belgium, and I was thinking like, yeah, I get a tip from Irina Barbalova, yeah, our common yeah, friend yeah, yeah, from yeah. Euromonitor International, who said that you are looking for the all biggest innovations, you need to watch this brand. And that was a little bit early, I think.
Yeah, you know? I remember we had a early. Call. And then the COVID yeah. happened. Yeah, so yeah. I know, we talked early 2020.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, I should do it. But then COVID and we get
so I remember easy. You had very skeptical questions.
Little bit,
we
yeah.
didn't know each other.
Yeah.
I remember, but yeah. I'm happy with skeptical people because if I can convince those people, which always works.
Exactly.
Because yeah. we have also, I didn't mention it, but we have a clinical study, a published yeah. one, where we show that if you go for a very targeted approach versus more generalistic approach, you have 5 times better results.
For me, I really need to see the, you know, like as I start getting into this biohacking things, I find that if somebody tells me like, this is good for you, just this is good for you, that doesn't work for me. It's just like going in one area, coming out through the other ones.
Yeah.
But if I hear about clinical studies
yeah.
and exactly what has been done and how many people have been tested and what's mm-hmm. the result, then it really makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's really like convinced me. And this is the only way for me to understand the things.
Yeah, also for it. So the clinical result is what you need.
You really need to spend a little bit more time in education. Sometimes we are so shallow, you know, we just don't want to go into the complicated. You know, for me, the personalized skincare in the beginning was, it's too complicated, you know? And
really?
It feels like, okay, I don't know, does it work really? Is it like a gimmick, new gimmick,
okay.
or is it really like...
Oh,
but then when I learned about the science behind
yeah.
it, and all these genes and repair mechanism, and how exactly it's happening.
Maybe we should
yeah.
elaborate more on that, on the science, and maybe should
I think
communicate
so.
More instead of just saying personalization.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think we
that's
should get some more like very... Very like small, very, very special
more pieces of content
and including
on science.
Including like studies.
Yeah.
Mentioning the studies,
mm-hmm.
what has been studies has been done and what has been found.
What are the outcomes?
Yeah. This is the way to communicate with me for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some more people who need to like more
absolutely.
Convinced about that. Yeah.
Good,
so shall we do it?
Shall we do it?
I'm doing it.
Voila.
So
inside of your cheek.
Like
are there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I will, it's like half a minute like this. And on
okay.
the other side, maybe I'll time it. And then now you cannot talk. Now it's very quiet on the podcast. Irina's not talking.
It's hopping around. Inside or outside of the teeth?
It doesn't matter. You just need to have a little bit of collection of the cells from the inside, the buccal cells. A little bit of saliva.
I think
you will have it. I think you've done it before a DNA test, right?
Yes, I did. No, you
was
know
it like
I did
spitting.
I've done some biohacking things. I found out that I'm 4.5 years biologically
younger
than I am. Hello, longevity tips. But I still, I want to do more lifestyle changes so I get
yeah,
like
yeah,
10
yeah.
years.
Now you want to know
biologically younger.
If you could freeze that moment now and as you
yeah.
age and you can keep
yeah.
the and biological age,
yes,
then
exactly.
you will be 10 years younger.
Because biological age is not about like getting, but actually if you are biologically younger, then it means that you also look younger.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard some tests and results, you know,
mm-hmm.
people were doing like biological age of people and they made it. Pictures and they ask independent people like ask you how much do you, how old do you think this person so they find that the biological age corresponds to the younger looking people.
Okay,
so it's really like every speaking about lifestyle
mm-hmm.
changes, right? So it's very, very important for also for the skin and for everything.
Yeah.
But you know, my skin needs a little bit of elasticity. I think I get the idea. Maybe vitamin C, maybe vitamin A, retinol. But I am not really sure. Like I know it's
I will
good.
Tell
everybody
you
is doing it, you know, and I think it's good. But maybe I need
it's to... not because everybody's doing
yes.
it that it's necessarily good.
Yes,
it's not
and
because it's
like,
a hype.
And this
that
is how
you jump
buying.
On it. But
yeah,
that's how people
oh,
buy.
I need like retinol. I need vitamin
yeah,
C. I need
and then
this.
They start to experiment,
yeah.
and sometimes it ends up as a disaster because
yeah.
it's not suited for their skin.
Yeah.
So we will tell you exactly what you need.
We will tell you exactly what you need. Okay. Thank you so much, Barbara. It was an amazing story. It's very interesting to talk to you. I do like to take it a little bit more in depth, maybe for the next talk.
Absolutely.
And
maybe when you have your DNA report,
yes,
we can go through it together.
Yes.
I will explain you why.
Exactly.
And I'll explain you the science.
And actually, this is exactly what I think we missed in these conversations. What's wrong with my DNA? Or what mistakes my DNA had? And how
then,
to translate it?
Once we have it, we go through the DNA and the lifestyle
part
two, and then we can work more in depth.
Thank you so much for taking your time.
Welcome. In your beautiful office
here in Belgium. I'm lucky that I'm here not too far from you and had the opportunity to meet with you personally. And stay tuned for another episode of Beauty Biohacks with Barbara Gosens.
Bye.
Bye.